Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 31st of May 2024. Essence. Sweet children, the Father has come to change thorns into flowers. The biggest thorn is body consciousness. It is through this that all the other vices come. Therefore, become soul conscious. Question. Due to not understanding which of the Father's tasks, have devotees considered him to be omnipresent? Answer. The Father is the one with many forms, and wherever there is a need, he enters a child in a second and benefits the soul in front of that one. He grants visions to devotees. He is not omnipresent, but is a very fast rocket. It doesn't take the Father long to come and go. Due to not understanding this, devotees say that he is omnipresent. Om Shanti. This is a small flower garden. It is a human flower garden. When you go to a garden, there are also various old trees in it. In some places, there are closed buds. In some places, there are half-opened buds. This too is a garden. You children know that you come here to change from thorns into flowers. By following Srimat, we are changing from thorns into flowers. Thorns are in a forest, whereas flowers are in a garden. Heaven is a garden, and hell is a forest. The Father also explains that this is a forest of impure thorns, and that is a garden of flowers. There was a garden of flowers which has now become a forest of thorns. Body consciousness is the biggest thorn of all. After that come all the other vices. There you remain soul conscious. You souls know that when you have finished your lifespans, you will shed your old bodies and take others. The soul has a vision that he will go and reside in the palace of a womb. He will then become a bud, and then from a bud, he will become a flower. You souls have this knowledge. You won't have the knowledge of how the world cycle turns. Each one of you will just have the knowledge that that is an old body, and that he now has to change it. He has that happiness inside him. None of the systems, etc., of the iron-aged world will exist there. Here, the opinions of society and the codes of conduct of the family have to be considered, and so there is a difference. The codes of conduct of that place are said to be the true codes of conduct. Here, the codes of conduct are false. The world does exist, though. The Father comes when it is a devilish world. When the deity world has been established, destruction will take place. Therefore, this is surely a devilish community, and the community of those with divine virtues is being established in this. It has also been explained that your sins of birth after birth will be cut away with the power of yoga. You also have to tell Baba about the sins you have committed in this birth. In that too, the main thing is the aspect of vice. There is power in remembrance. The Father is the almighty authority. You know that by having yoga with the one who is the Father of all, your sins will be burnt away. Lakshmi and Narayan are almighty authorities. It is their kingdom over the whole world. That is a new world. Everything is new. Now even land has become barren. You children are now becoming the masters of that new world, and so you should have so much happiness. As are the students, so the happiness they have. This is your highest on high university. The one who is teaching you is also the highest on high. You children study in order to become the highest on high. You were so degraded. From being completely at the bottom, you are becoming the highest. The Father himself says, "You are not worthy of heaven. Impure ones cannot go there." It is because you are at the bottom that you sing praise in front of the highest deity idols. You go to the temples and speak to the deity idols of their greatness and of your degradation. You then ask for mercy so that you can also become as elevated. You go and bow your heads in front of them. They too were human beings, but they had divine virtues. You go to the temples and worship them so that you can become like them. However, no one knows who made them that. The whole drama of how the sapling of this deity tree is being planted is now sitting in your intellects. The Father comes at the confluence age. This is an impure world, which is why people call out to the Father, "Come and make us impure ones pure." You are now making effort to become pure. All the others will settle their karmic accounts and go back to the land of peace. The main thing is the mantra of "Man, Man Above" that the Father gives you. There are so many gurus and they give so many mantras. The Father has just the one mantra. The Father came in Bharat and gave you a mantra with which you became deities. God speaks. Although those people recite verses, they don't understand the meaning of them at all. You can explain their meaning. They go to the Kumbh Mela, so you can explain to everyone there too. This is hell, an impure world. The Golden Age was a pure world which was called heaven. There cannot be any pure beings in an impure world. People go to bathe in the Ganges in order to become pure because they believe that it is the body that has to be purified and that the soul is ever pure. They say that each soul is the supreme soul. You can also write, "Souls become pure by bathing in this knowledge, not by bathing in water." You continue to bathe in water every day. People go to bathe in the rivers every day. They also drink that water. Now everything is done with water. These are such easy matters. but they don't enter anyone's intellect. Salvation is received in a second through this knowledge. It is said, there is so much knowledge that even if you made the whole ocean into ink, the jungle into pens, and the earth into paper, there can be no end to the knowledge. The Father continues to explain different points every day. The Father says, today I am telling you very deep things. Some children ask, why did you not tell us before? Ah, how could I tell you in advance? A story is told in the right order from the beginning. How can the part of a later period be told first? The Father continues to tell you this. You know the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world cycle. If anyone asks you, you can instantly respond to him. You are number-wise as to whose intellect this knowledge sits in. If people come to you and don't receive a proper response, they would go away and say that they didn't receive a proper explanation and that there are just useless pictures kept here. Therefore, someone who can explain very well is needed. Otherwise, those people would not be able to understand fully. If the one who is explaining hasn't understood fully, it is as though like attracts like. The Father says, sometimes I see that the person who has come is a very sensible person, but that the child who is explaining is not so shrewd. So I enter that one and help. Because the Father is the tiniest rocket, it doesn't take him long to come and go. Those people have then taken this as him being the one with many forms and omnipresent. The Father sits here and explains to you children. Some people are good, and they therefore need a person who can explain to them very well. Nowadays, some children are able to learn the scriptures by heart in their childhood because those souls carry those sanskars. The soul takes birth somewhere and would then begin to study the Vedas and scriptures, etc. there. It is said that your final thoughts lead you to your destination. The soul carries those sanskars. You children now understand that at last the day has come when the gates to heaven will truly open. The new world has to be established and the old world destroyed. People don't know that heaven exists in the new world. Only you children know that you are listening to the true story of the true Narayan and the story of the Lord of Immortality. It is just one story and it is just the one who tells it. They made a scripture of it. All the examples apply to you, but those on the path of devotion took them up. So the Father only comes at the confluence age and explains everything. This is a very important unlimited play. First of all, there are the golden and silver ages, the kingdom of Rama, and then there is the kingdom of Ravan. This drama is predestined. it is called eternal and imperishable. All of you are souls. No one else has this knowledge that the Father has given you. The parts of all souls are fixed in the drama. At whatever time a soul has to play a part, he will come at that time and expansion will continue to take place. The main thing for you children is to become pure from impure. You call out, O purifier, come. It is you children who call out. The Father too says, My children have been burnt by sitting on the pyre of lust. These are real matters. This is the throne of the immortal soul. He has taken it on loan. When people ask who Brahma is, tell them, Look, it is written that God speaks and that he enters an ordinary body. That decorated Sri Krishna takes 84 births and then becomes ordinary. That ordinary one then becomes Krishna. He is doing tapasya at the bottom. He knows that he is going to become that. Many people have seen a Trimurti picture, but it has to have a meaning. The one who carries out establishment will then also sustain it. The name, form, place, and time of establishment are different from the name, form, place, and time of sustenance. These matters can be explained very easily. This one is doing tapasya down below and will then become that again. That one takes 84 births and becomes this. This is such easy knowledge of just a second. Your intellects know that you are becoming deities. It is those deities who have to take 84 births. Does anyone else take them? No. The secret of 84 births has been explained to you children. It is the deities who come first. There is a toy which is a fish on a string. The fish comes down and then goes up. That is also like a ladder. The examples of the buzzing moth and tortoise, etc., apply to this time. Look how much wisdom a buzzing moth has. People consider themselves to be very clever, but the Father says, they don't even have as much wisdom as the buzzing moths. A snake sheds its old skin and takes a new one. You children are being made so sensible, sensible and worthy. When a soul is impure, he is not worthy. So he is made pure and then made worthy. That is a worthy world. It is the task of the Father alone to change this whole world from hell into heaven. People don't know what heaven is. Heaven is the kingdom of deities. In the golden age, it is the kingdom of deities. You understand that you used to rule the new world of the golden age. We are the ones who have taken 84 births. You know that you have claimed the kingdom and then lost it countless times. You claimed the kingdom by following the directions of Rama, and you lost it by following the directions of Ravan. You are now receiving the directions of Rama to go up again. You do not receive them to fall down. The Father explains to you very well, but it is very difficult for the intellects of those on the path of devotion to change. There is a lot of show on the path of devotion. That is a bog, and people sink in it up to their necks. When it is the end for everyone, I come and take everyone beyond with this knowledge. I come and carry out the task through you children. There are only you Brahmins who do service with Baba, and you are called God's helpers. This is the best service of all. You children receive Srimat to do this and that. Then selected ones emerge from that. These are not new things. However many deities emerged in the previous cycle, that many will emerge again. It is fixed in the drama. You just have to make the message reach everyone. It is very easy. You know that God comes at the confluence age of each cycle, when devotion is in full force. The Father comes and takes everyone back. There are now the omens of Jupiter over you. You will all go to heaven, but it is number-wise according to how you study. Some have auspicious omens over them. Others have the omens of Saturn. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bat Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. In order to become worthy and sensible, become pure. Do service with the Father in order to change the whole world from hell into heaven. Become a helper of God. 2. Renounce the systems of this iron-aged world, opinions of society, and family codes of conduct, and observe the true codes of conduct. Become full of divine virtues and establish the deity community. Blessing. May you renounce carelessness, laziness, and any trace of impurity, and become completely viceless. When there are ups and downs in your daily timetable, when you have laziness or carelessness, it is because of a trace of vice, and that also has an impact on your becoming worthy of worship. If you do not experience yourself to be fully awake at Amrit Vela, if you sit out of compulsion or with laziness, your worshippers will then also worship you with a feeling of compulsion or with laziness. So renounce laziness and carelessness, and you will then be able to become completely viceless. Slogan: when you do service, do not have any wasteful expenditure. Om Shanti.